Alexis French, the UK composer there and pianist, obviously, with his title piece from the 2020 chart-topping release, Dreamland. And you're with The Oasis. Fresh news from Against the Grain Theatre today, our look at the arts now. Against the Grain Theatre announced this morning that its premiere of Messiah Complex will open in December with an all-star cast from across the country and the Toronto Symphony Orchestra attached to it as well, Johannes De Boos from the COC. It's a daring reimagining of Handel's holiday standard. Artistic director Joel Ivany is well known to be bold with his collaborations, his location choices for concerts, and his ideas around context and interpretation when it comes to enduring classics like this one. Messiah Complex will be directed by Joel and director of Indigenous Arts at the Banff Centre, Renelta Arluck. It will premiere December 13th on Against the Grain Television, TV, ATG TV for short. The 70-minute performance will showcase multilingual translations and feature a diverse cast of soloists and choirs representing every province and territory across Canada, also accompanied by the exceptional musicians of the TSO and conducted by the Canadian Opera Company's Johannes De Boos. And joining me with all the details and how you can enjoy Messiah Complex, it's Against the Grain artistic director Joel Ivany. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me. It's great to talk to you.
This feels like you took lemons and made lemonade here. A huge cast, the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, the COC, Banff Centre, a rethinking of the Handel classic. Was this pandemic moment, did it allow you to think big on maybe another level? Because that's what it looks like you did here.
Well, that's exactly it. We've interpreted this piece before in a kind of more theatrical way, and we were ready to bring that version back because it had been some time, and when the pandemic hit and sort of changed the world for us, we thought we could really do something and sort of do something special, do something that we hadn't done before, and at the same time sort of respond to what it felt like the world was saying to classical music and to us as well.
So you've taken one of your productions and you've given it really another coat of paint here. So tell us how this Handel Messiah will be handled, because not everybody is familiar with the original version and certainly what you're about to do with it.
So for us, it was a way to kind of really reach out. And I think what's been very difficult for the pandemic, for everyone, especially those in the arts, is how insular and isolated everyone has felt. And it gave us an opportunity to sort of look at this in terms of beyond the typical four soloists and sort of say, what if we opened that up, so to speak, and sort of had a multitude of soloists? And then what if we got representation from every province and territory to sort of unite on this project, all of Canada? And what if we invited soloists and singers that aren't typically represented as well in classical music? And that's where we started with. And as we started reaching out to people and gauging their interest, they had to take a moment and think about it, but then they ultimately sort of came on board and said, this is a great opportunity to make something brand new. And sort of our interpretation with translations of this always sort of English text is going to be hopeful. It's going to be inspiring and something new that only came about due to this pandemic. And so it's kind of nice for us to sort of say that this is a result of it. And we believe it's going to be a very powerful representation.
If you're just joining us, Against the Grain artistic director Joel Ivany is on the line with us. The ATG premiere of Messiah Complex, a reimagining of the Handel masterpiece. It will air on ATG TV beginning on December 13th. And for those of us trying to imagine, what exactly is ATG TV? I would think website and the social media feeds and so on.
Exactly. It sort of, again, was a response when we could no longer meet in person like we have been doing for so many years. it was a way to brand our content that has moved online, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and so to brand it all into one label and sort of offer just what we were presenting and giving in a new medium, which is, again, not how people necessarily want. We don't love to meet, but since we can't, we believe this is the next best thing.
Tell us about your soloists, because you have a wonderful group and a varied group that you've put together.
So we have a wonderful group of, like you said, soloists and a variety of soloists that stretch across the country. And what's been really unique is sort of the past few years that I've been building relationships with, in particular, Indigenous artists, which has been eye-opening for me as I educate myself to hear so many of them who have spoken about their background and training in classical music, and then sort of how when they became more mature that they took the singer-songwriter route. So a lot of them have, a lot of these wonderful singers have sort of the classical understanding, and so in some ways it was incredible to kind of reach out and to talk to Julie Lumsden, who's from Manitoba, or a collaborator I've worked with before, Leela Gilday in the Northwest Territories. And with my work at BAM Center, I've wanted to work with Renalta Arluck for a few years now, and this seemed like the perfect opportunity to bring her on board to act as sort of the caretaker for all of our Indigenous artists, to sort of make sure that we were trying to do it as best as we can. And, you know, the word complex just comes that it's not easy, that there are layers to this, and we're trying our very best to do what we can to bring hope and bring this. So it's not perfect, and it probably won't be, but we believe that it's a step in the right direction.
I feel like that's sort of the fun, is the reaching to make this more perfect union of arts and artists as we go forward with this particular production. And as you were saying, a really diverse group who will be watching in several different languages, which is incredible. And you've got Arabic, you've got Indigenous languages, you're in French. It's part of the time. That's pretty fascinating what you've done there.
Well, and like there's an incredible singer. Her name is Diet in Yukon. And for her, she was one of those, at least a little hesitant at first, but as she said, once you take the music and her language, which are two opposing forces, but then bring them together, it creates something new. And that's what we're about, is trying to create new experiences and new audiences. And that alone, once you hear her sing her piece, O Thou That Tellest, in Southern Toshone, is you get spine tingling all up your back, because it's something that has never been done before.
I love it. Our Against the Grain's Messiah Complex premieres on December 13th. Mark that down, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with a live watch party. It will be available on demand through Boxing Day, December 26th. And registration started earlier today. You can visit the website, follow the prompts, atgtheater.com. And once again, you're looking for the banner that says Messiah Complex. And Joel Ivany, Artistic Director with Against the Grain, thank you for being with us and telling us about this exciting announcement here this afternoon.
Mark, thanks for having me on, for helping share this news, so I appreciate it very much.
Big production, and like we said earlier, all these soloists, Against the Grain, the TSO, members of the COC, on and on it goes. Here with The Oasis.